Welcome to a special episode of Investigative Poetics. Today, I'm in the studio with producer Michael Lesko, and we'll be doing a question and answer session to give the listener a behind-the-scenes insight into the making of the project.
Hi, Even.
Hi, Michael.
Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to ask you a few questions, some things I've been wondering since we've gotten to work together on
awesome.
This project.
Thank you.
I'm curious, what compelled you to share this story and why now?
Well, I'd kind of rather do anything than tell this story, but it's like in many ways, so much of my mental energy over the last decade or so has been devoted to sort of keeping track of what happened and second guessing myself and just holding the story in my aura. And for my own sort of physical and mental well-being, I had to find a way to get the story out of my body and into the world. So that just to free up some mental space, because it's a lot to hold.
What was it like to research this and write it?
Well, it wasn't very fun. For a long time, I had thought that I would sort of start the story where season one ends, and that all of this story was sort of backstory for another story that I was going to tell. And I kept trying to start at a certain point, but then I realized, and I was trying for years to find a way to write this story. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that, like, oh, so much of the story has actually already been written by the journalist Martha Woodall. And if I can go back into the archive and work with what's already there, with that foundational narrative, then that takes, in some ways, a lot of the onus off of me. So in, like, maybe I decided to take this approach in maybe February of 2022, and I sort of went down this rabbit hole of reading every article that was ever written, and it was not fun. I mean, it's really shameful. It's a really shameful reading experience. And I started pulling names, and I started reaching out to people and interviewing the journalist who covered the story, the police detective who was the lead on the suicide investigation. I spoke with students and teachers who worked at the school. I spoke with the former federal prosecutor. And as I collected all of this information, it, like, the characters sort of started, like, growing and speaking to me, and the form began to take shape in my mind.
Now, how did you decide to weave poetry into this storytelling?
Well, it wasn't really a decision so much as a second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Poetry is my first language. It's my first love. And it comes a lot more naturally to me than narrative. So I actually worked with a lot of poems that I had written and brought them in. Because they're documents of that time. They're documents of my experience of that time.
Were you afraid to share this with the world?
Yes.
I can imagine so.
Yes. I was really scared. It was really scary. And, you know, once I published the first few episodes, I really thought it was going to be sort of like smooth sailing. Like I'd, like, burst the bubble or... I'd done the hard part, but actually, like, it got harder and harder as I went through the season, because what I discovered through the writing process was that I was really going to be putting myself and my personal experience into the story in ways that I hadn't really imagined. And so it was, and that I think was the most, the vulnerability of that was really challenging. In addition to perhaps like the legal concerns.
Yeah, so there's a couple dangers here that are not, they're not present for a lot of writers who are just, might be afraid to share something. You have, there are, yeah, actual stakes.
Yeah, I'm writing about a federal investigation. Mm-hmm. I'm writing about real crimes. I'm writing about real people. And that does increase the stakes a lot.
Was there anything in particular that scared you the most to share in that arena?
Well, I think that episode 6, Complicit, was the most harrowing thing that I've ever done. The most harrowing piece of writing and the most, perhaps, like the bravest action that I've ever taken. There was a bookkeeper who worked at the school, my father's school, the Philadelphia Academy Charter School, who died under very strange and suspicious circumstances. And his death was never reported on. It never made the papers. It did not, in all of the interviews that I did with lawyers and prosecutors, people knew his name, but it never, that story had never been told. And it did feel like my deepest ethical obligation to tell that story. And also like just incredibly frightening. Like, it was really scary.
So what gave you the confidence to push through?
I don't know if it's confidence so much as like necessity. Like, it's just like, it sometimes it feels like life or death. It's like, if I don't tell this story, like, it's going to consume me. Like, I have to get this story out of my body, both for myself and because I feel like as a, like, telling the truth is the right thing to do. So it's more, I think, of a compulsion than like a, than like an inborn confidence. Though I do know that this story is in many ways stranger than fiction, and it contains like all of the elements of good story. And so it's, oh, as a writer, to be sitting on this story for so many years, it's also like, well, I mean, like, I'm a writer and this is the story I'm given to tell. It's
right.
It's my story.
No, and I think that's wild about artists who are, yeah, handed a big story like this, or a comedian who has a life that's absurd. And it's just, they're the ones who are given these.
It's like a cosmic responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's like, you know, we all carry the legacy of our ancestors in different ways. But to really be sort of steeped in the sins of my father the way I have been, yeah, it feels like a vocation, like a deep sort of ancestral calling.
Mm. Was there anything about this story that, or this experience that you've had? The story is what we're experiencing, but for you, it's your life experience. Is there anything about it that allowed you? Anything about the wild cinematic qualities that allowed you to separate from it in the writing process?
Well, I mean, it contains all of these elements. Like, there's it's like the truth of the story is so much stranger than any fiction I could ever write. And I guess you're onto something, Michael. There is a way in which, like, I can, because it contains these sort of like larger than life characters, and this, you know, it's the stuff of cop dramas and television mm-hmm. dramas, you know, so there is a way in which, like, I can sort of like imagine it as happening on a screen. And that does give me a bit of a distance sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you think could happen with this story?
I mean, that's how I see it.
Hmm.
That's how I see it.
I mean, just listening, that's how I see it. I mean, just any good story, it's like you're watching it in your head. And so this, it has all of the action, and it's powerful. What you've written and what you're sharing is really powerful, and that really comes through.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm curious, what can we expect for season two?
Well, season two, it's like, I'm so scared for season two. Like, if you thought that the stakes were high in season one, season two is like, first of all, it's a left turn that you can't quite imagine. And it's like everything is just amplified. And I guess the way that I've been thinking about it is like, what would you do if you woke up one morning and discovered that everything you knew about your life was a lie? Everything you thought you knew about your life was a lie. And what price would you be willing to pay for the truth? And that's really what season two is about. It's about what the lengths you're willing to go and the price you're willing to pay for the truth.
Wow. Well, I'm really excited for that. And I know all of your listeners are as well. Thank you so much for coming out today to the studio.
Thank you for everything, like all the work that you've put into the project and your dedication and your artistry. It's such a pleasure to work together.
Likewise. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Michael.